Plum and Abner. See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, things are looking rather bad for Lum just now. His theater, which was not covered by fire insurance, burned down the other day, and inasmuch as the old fellow had traded off his half of the store to Abner, he's now a man without a job. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in his Jot 'em Down store and library making a public announcement on the party line. Listen.
This is just Abner Peabody with a special announcement to make. Beginning tomorrow, the Jot 'em Down stores have a winter clearance sale. And special for this week only, number 2 wash tubs, regular 50 centers for 48 cents. But you better get here early, because I just got 3 of them. And, well, one of them ain't for sale, because I don't want to be clean out of nothing. And we got ladies' hats with ostrich feathers in them for $1.
Excuse me.
Oh, howdy, Lum. Sit down. I'll be done here in just a minute.
Go right ahead, Abner.
Just make an announcement. Hello. That was Lum that just come in the store here. Well, don't forget the sale. And everything you see here in the store with the yellow tag on it, why, that's on sale. It's been marked down. And, well, I reckon that's all for today. Listen in on the party line regular for more Peabody specials. Goodbye.
Did I hear you say you're putting on a sale?
Yeah, just sitting here and happen to think about it and decide to start one.
Well, you're going to need some extra help around here, ain't you?
Huh?
Go to marking all this stuff down, putting yellow tags on everything.
Oh, well, Lord me, I ain't going to put yellow tags on everything.
Well, I thought I heard you say on the phone just now you was.
Yeah, I know. No, I ain't going to all that bother. I don't expect many folks to drop in for the sale, no way. Seems like most folks trade over at Dick Huddleston's place now. And I ain't got much merchandise to mark down, either, as far as that goes.
Well, what you putting on a sale for, then?
Oh, I don't know. Just something to do. Get sort of lonesome around here by myself. Thought it might bring in a few folks to talk to, visit with, you know.
Someone was telling me that you ain't been able to hire no assistant to work for you here in the store.
No, I ain't. Grandpappy Spears is too lazy to work, and Cedric's got about all he can do holding down his defense plant job. Besides, he claims he won't work for no employer that can't furnish 5 recommends, and I couldn't do it.
Well, you'll sort of be short-handed around here then, won't you?
Yeah, well, just have to get along somewhere or other, I reckon.
Well, now, you want to be careful, Abner. You're getting up in years, and I wouldn't try to overdo myself.
No, I'll watch it, yeah.
Yeah, you better.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know yet what I'm going to do.
What about them items that you was talking about yesterday? You said you didn't know which one of them jobs you was going to take.
Well, I don't know. They never worked out exactly. Didn't appeal to me.
Well, how about that Hollywood job? You said they's anxious to get you out there as long as you knowed so much about the picture business. Doggies, that ought to appeal to you, oughtn't it?
Well, yeah, but I don't know. It ain't patriotic to travel these days, one thing or another. I finally decided to give that up.
Man, that's a shame. Yeah, that sounded pretty good to me. I'd have taken that job if I had to walk clean out there to get it.
Well, to be honest, Abner, that's what I'd have had to did. I ain't got the price of a train fare to Fort Smith even, let alone Hollywood.
Are you plumb broke, huh?
Practical. Profits I'd made off in the picture show, I had to pay for them chairs I had rented and for the films I had last week.
Well, what about the building, Mom? You have to pay Dick Huddleston for that, too, don't you?
No. It turned out that Dick had some fire insurance on that building, so I got out of that. Lucky for me.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
Crazy, if I'd just taken out a fire insurance policy myself, I'd have enough capital to get started again.
Yeah, well, I hate to be one of them I told you so's, but that insurance feller kept trying to get hold of you, Lum. You claimed you was too busy to see him.
Yeah, or to be bored for the simples, looks like.
Was everything burned up in the fire? Weren't they nothing told, Steve?
No, not a thing.
Huh?
Cleaned me out good.
Well.
I'm ruined. That's all they are to it. Just plumb ruined. No, I've got to find work somewhere.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty hard to do, too, I reckon, around here right now.
I don't hardly know where to start out to look for a job.
No.
This fall, I might get a job picking cotton or something.
Yeah.
But it's a long time till then. I've got to eat.
Oh, Lonnie, yes, you can't sit around here hungry till fall. Just see, ought to be somebody needing a hand around here.
Of course, I know the store business better than anything else.
Yeah, you do, yeah.
Don't reckon you know of anybody in the store business that's needing a hand, do you?
No, I reckon not. I'm not offhand this way, no.
I thought maybe you might know of somebody that's been trying to hire an assistant and ain't been able to, or something.
No. Have you talked to Dick Huddleston? He might be needing somebody.
Well, Dick never does hire no outside help. He's got his woman there to help him, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I forgot.
Your woman never does help you down here, does she?
No, she don't know nothing about working in the store. Besides, she's got all she can see after there at the place. Got an extra lot of wood for her to chop this year. I had some drug down off the mountain. She's way behind in it right now,
yeah,
way behind.
Got the stock to look after, too.
Yeah.
Just leaves you here in the store by yourself, don't it?
Yeah, and I don't see how I'm going to tend to it all by myself, neither. I just don't see my way clear.
Well, what you need is a good man to help you.
Yeah, that's exactly what I need. But they're hard to find, Mom. Special somebody you can trust. They're hard to find.
Yeah, that's one thing I can say for myself. I am honest.
Oh, you're honest, yeah.
Yeah, me and you always trusted one another. Did you ever worry when you left me here in the cash drawer, both here by ourselves?
Why, no. Of course not. But it ain't everybody that's as honest as you are, Lon. I reckon I'll find somebody around here somewhere, though, eventual.
Well, I was telling you a minute ago that I was needing a job.
Yeah. I'm still trying to think, too. There's bound to be a place for you somewhere. Now, let's see.
Yeah, think hard.
I'll tell you. Buford Adams is running his papa's store over at Cherry Hill now. He might be needing some extra help.
And
Gilroy Adams here in town is a cousin of Buford's, and Gilroy's a good friend of Grandpappy Spears, so maybe you could get Grandpap to put in a good word for you, Lon.
Yeah, the trouble is, though, I sort of hate to leave Pine Ridge. Got my place here and everything.
Yeah, that's right. No,
yeah, it'd be a heap better if I could get a job in some store here.
Yeah, let's see now. Wait a minute.
Huh?
What's the matter with me anyway?
go ahead, Abner. What'd you start saying?
I swan too good if I ain't a dummy. Never once entered my mind.
Well, I wondered.
You don't care who you work for, do you?
Oh, no, of course not.
I've got the very job for you.
Good. When do I go to work?
Well, now, I don't know about that. Like I said, I don't even know what he'll pay you, but I know he's needing somebody bad.
He is?
Yeah.
Well, who are you talking about, anyway?
Luke Spears. He can't find nobody nowhere to wash dishes for him down there at the restaurant. Everybody's working over the defense plan, seems like.
You mean you want me to start washing dishes for a living?
No, not me. Luke, he's the one that's looking for a dishwasher. No, Elizabeth does ours, yeah.
Well, I'm feared I ain't cut out for that kind of work, Abner. Might get dishpan hands and all that.
You could, yeah.
Can't you think of nobody else that's needing somebody?
Well, of course, it all is a defense plan. I believe Walt Bates is looking for some truck drivers over there. Loading the trucks, I believe, is what he wants them for.
Loading trucks, huh?
Yeah, of course, that's pretty hard work there, though, Lum. I don't know where you could stand up under it or not at your age. That's awful heavy lifting.
Yeah, it's a trouble.
Yeah.
And dishwashing's too light a work for me, and the truck loading's too hard for me.
Yeah. You're too heavy for light work and too light for heavy work, looks like.
Ought to be something right in twixt them two. Something like, say, for instance, a store job. I'm just the right weight for that.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
Oh, I'd dig right in and straighten up the shelves, and if they's having a sale, I could help mark the sale prices on everything.
Yeah, well, that'd be better than doing odd jobs over at Sister Simpson's boarding house for a handout.
A handout?
Yeah, I'd hate to see you get down to that long.
Anyways, I'd take that dishwashing job before I'd work for Sister Simpson, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah, of course. Now, that dishwashing job might be just as bad. Luke's woman, you know, does the cooking there at the restaurant, and I don't believe her and you get along at all, Lon. She's an awful hard woman to get along with. Awful.
I don't know what to do.
Oh,
it's nice that you ain't in my fix, Abner.
That I ain't.
Yeah, because you've got a family.
Oh, yeah.
You ought to be glad you got the store instead of the picture show when we unsolved partnership.
Oh, I should say I am.
I reckon it don't matter much about me.
Huh?
Does seem funny, though. Here we've been partners all these years, and Now you got a nice store here, doing well, and I ain't got nothing. Just shows it's a small world after all. Here today and gone tomorrow.
Well, you ain't figuring on leaving, are you, Lon?
Oh,
I thought you said something about you going to be gone tomorrow or something.
Oh, well, no, I don't aim to leave. Listen, I have to.
Oh, good, good.
Might have to go to the poorhouse, the way it looks. Over the hill to the poorhouse.
Yeah, reckon why they always put them things on the other side of a hill that a ways. Bad enough for a feller to have to walk on level ground to get to them, much less having to climb clean over a hill. If I ever build one of them, I'm going to put it this side of the hill if it's the last thing I ever do.
I hate to even think about it.
Yeah, it's bad.
It does look like a shame an old man get up my age, always been uncommonly a big success, and all of a sudden wake up and find myself without nothing. Failure.
Oh, I wouldn't call you a failure, Long. Exactly.
Well, I ain't got nothing. Ain't hardly got a nickel to my name.
No. Well, Lom, I don't want to make you mad by saying this, and I know you ain't going to like the idea of working for a certain feller, but he's needing somebody to help him in his store the worst way, and if you'll consider doing it, why, it'd be a big accommodation to him, and, well, who I'm talking about is me.
Say that again, Ed.
Now, don't get mad, Lom. I just...
Mad? I granted that's what I come over here for.
Well, why in the world didn't you say so? I was just busting to ask you, but, I figured you'd think I was trying to show off in front of you.
You mean you'll sure enough give me a job helping you here in the store?
Why, I sure be tickled to death to have you.
Aye, grannies, I'm hard.
Join us again at this same time for another visit with Lauman Abner down in Pine Ridge. Meanwhile, good night and good health to you all. Lou Crosby speaking. This is the Blue Network.